Well, playing with the Stones, that really, you know, that was great. We knew the years later that Keith would induct us into the Hall of Fame. I still don't know what he said.
He said, blah, 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 a tradition, blah, 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 blues, blah, 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 love them, ZZ Top.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, I caught that. I just didn't catch the in-between. Take it.
Thank you.
Dealing.
But, I think he liked us.
But we're in, you know.
I follow.
Man, a four, Frank, jump all over.
This is the game we played back in 76 on the Worldwide Texas Tour.
The Longhorn, the Buffalo, six buzzards, two javelinas, two rattlesnakes.
Tarantula.
Tarantula. What else am I leaving out?
You said the little javelina.
The stage was the shape of Texas, tilted so the audience could see it.
Isn't it funny, this game hadn't changed?
Neither have we, same three guys.
Same
three courts.
Throw some money down.
All right. What do you got? $40. My favorite part was watching that thing roll down the road, you know, because we had all the trucks painted the same way, had that mural that went from one truck to the next truck. But when they'd get out of order, the thing didn't make any sense.
Yeah, the scene. The stage looked like the desert, right?
Oh, the backdrop.
The backdrop.
Thing. Yeah. After that, man, I was just wore out. You know, after the Worldwide Texas Tour, I was wore out, and that was good. We got to take that break. But I remember it was like, 1 year became 2 years,
Well, it was supposed to be 6 months.
Right, right.
And then it was a year, then it wouldn't have been about.
But when we finally got back together over at the phone box and I walked in and you guys grew these beards. Remember, and I had a little short beard, but it was just.
It was strange because we talked on the phone. We were all over the world.
Right, right.
And after the Worldwide Texas Tour, then we did Eliminator. Later, you came up with the front of the car.
Yeah, that was
turned into the radio.
That was where the car turned into the jet airplane. We had that. It was like a giant sphinx head that had a big tan tarp, you know. And the start of the shows, I would be under there in the drum, you know, on the drums, and that thing would snort that up.
You're talking about the afterburner tour.
Yeah, that one.
And we got the bonus of being on the side of the stage.
Right, right.
You were under the tent.
Right, and it yanked the cymbals. I'd have to hold the cymbals so it wouldn't.
Hopefully, that thing got sucked up right up to the nose. You don't think that meant anything, do you?
It was subliminal.
Subliminal. All right, we're okay. In.
Seven stud or what?
No, let's just hold them.
Okay.
Speaking of hold 'em, how about them girls?
Oh, that was the best part about touring back then, wasn't it? Different girls in every show, and in Canada somewhere where that girl got up and yanked her top off.
Right, yeah, we wanted them to perform, but not perform.
Right, outperform the band.
She had everything but the pole. You guys remember when we wrote Tush?
I do remember.
That was the
Alabama.
It was hot.
Florence, Alabama. Playing in a rodeo barn. And we tried to warm it up, which we did.
I tried to write a 10-minute song ever since then. A song in 10 minutes, I mean.
So we were looking for something.
You just did that lick. I mean, you started singing whatever, and it was like 9/10 of the words were there.
Automatic.
Show you where my head's at.
How many takes did you have on LaGrange to get that voice?
Well, if you remember, as we were taking the lunch break, the second engineer said, "We're rolling." And we all kind of threw our hands up and and just said, it's not gonna, this is just crazy.
Right, right.
And guess what? It turned out to be crazy.
And you did that crazy voice.
And that's, yes, indeed, that's what worked. You never know.
Yeah.